Our local governments rely significantly on property tax revenues. And unfortunately, property values peaked in 2007. They've declined through 2010, and I believe they'll decline again this year on average.
How much do the counties depend on property taxes?
Well, it varies by counties, but if we look at on the low end, Orange County's general fund gets 31% of its money from property taxes. At the high end, Volusia County's general fund gets almost 70% of its revenues. Osceola County gets 66% of its revenues for the general fund. Now, the general fund is important, Tom, because that's the fund from which governments pay for police and fire and most of the things that people associate with local government services.
Late last week, Hank, the real estate tracking firm Realty Track released some figures showing Florida's rate of home foreclosure second in the nation, trailing only California. Can you explain how this high level of home foreclosures is putting pressure on the counties?
Sure. Well, the high level of foreclosures depresses home values. Home values, residential values, are a substantial portion of all of the property tax base. And with all this large flow of homes going through the process, we're going to have diminution of property values in 2011, I believe. Now, property values for tax purposes is set as of January 1st of each year. So if property values erode some in 2011, that will affect the valuation that's set January 1st, 2012, which will set the tax base for the fiscal year beginning October 2012 through 13. So there's not going to be any change anytime soon because of this dynamics and the relationship between foreclosures, property values, and local government budgets. I mean, just consider the fact that in Orange County alone, 68% of all the homes that were sold last month, 68% were distressed sales, were bank sales or short sales. And the prices of those were $75,000 for the bank sales and only $100,000 for the short sales. The normal sales were $160,000. So you can see that as we have this large volume of distressed sales, it depresses prices. We're going to be going through this process through 2011 as that processes through the markets, and that depresses the demand for new construction.
What happens? I don't know if we've ever been in this kind of situation before, but what happens if the money for basic services such as police and fire protection dries up? Do the counties have some emergency funds to cover that? Do they make cuts elsewhere? Will the state step in?
The state is not going to step in because the state doesn't have the money. The counties and cities have used their reserves. That was their emergency rainy day funds. It already rained 3 years in a row, Tom. They just don't have anything left. And so we'll see some significant cuts in real basic services that will affect real people. We've seen it across the country, and we will see it here in Central Florida.
What about school boards? How dependent are schools on the revenue from property taxes?
Well, the school boards are even more dire situation. Roughly a half of their budget comes from property taxes and a half comes from the state of Florida through the Florida Educational Funding Program, which basically sales taxes. So property taxes have been dropping and dropping and dropping. And so it is difficult for school boards to be able to increase those property taxes in an environment where nobody wants their taxes increased. The state legislature actually prescribes the level of these property taxes. So it's not even set by the school board. They just get the blame for it. Anyway, they're in a particularly difficult situation with this eroding property value tax base and the state not being in a position to really support them, and a lot of talk about reducing property taxes. The governor has promoted a 19% cut in school property taxes without yet identifying how he would replace the $2 billion worth of revenue.
Do the counties have other revenue sources, such as licensing and permitting fees and so on? And is there some way that the counties can generate more income or perhaps cultivate other sources?
Well, it's very difficult. It's easy to say, hard to do. Yes, there are other sources of revenue. You're right, license fees, permits, charges for services. And governments have moved those up modestly. But, you know, there's a lot of resistance politically to doing that in an environment where everybody's hurting economically. And so I think what we'll see is some cutbacks. And when the public would support higher expenditures, that's when the politicians will provide them.